Dear friends at Bellworth Park Communities, this is Father Scott with another reflection. I'm returning to the topic of worry because there's so much worry about how bad is the coronavirus going to get? Is it going to go less? Is it going to get more? All the news reports. So what I want to share with you today is the Ten Commandments of Worrying. Number one, thou shalt not worry. For worry is the most unproductive of all human activities. You know, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't get anywhere. Number two, thou shalt not be fearful. For most of the things we fear never come to pass. And if we use all that energy worrying about stuff that doesn't come to pass, when some fear surfaces that's real, we don't have all the energy we could have had. Number three, thou shalt not cross bridges before you come to them. For no one yet has succeeded in accomplishing this. Number four, thou shalt face each problem as it comes. You can handle one, you can handle only one at a time anyways. And that's the problem, you know, people start worrying about this and that, and you know, you can't do that. That's why Jesus said out in the Our Father, give us today our daily bread, not weekly, monthly, yearly. Can't catastrophize our fears. Number five, thou shalt not take problems to bed with you, for they make very poor bedfellows. You know, in my 50, almost 51 years of priesthood, I can tell you that so many people have told me how they lost sleep, just worrying, tossing, turning, worrying, getting up in the middle of the night, waking up and not being able to fall back to sleep. You can't take problems to bed with you. Number seven, thou shalt not borrow other people's problems. They can better care for them than you can. Now, I direct this especially towards parents because, you know, I don't care how old your children are, you still have a tendency to want to protect them and take care of them, and they tell you what their problems are, and then, you know, sometimes after they tell you what their problems are, they get on with their happy life, and here you are stuck worrying about what's going to happen to them, what's the best way to care for them, and you can't do that. Next, thou shalt not try to relive yesterday for good or ill. It is forever gone. Concentrate on what is happening in your life and be happy now. You know, if you live in the past, you live in guilt. If you live in the future, you live in fear. If you live in today, you can take one day at a time. Number eight, thou shalt be a good listener, for only when you listen do you hear different ideas from your own. It is hard to learn something new when you're talking, and some people do know more than you do, as hard as that is for us to believe. Number nine, thou shalt not become, quote-unquote, bogged down by frustration, for 90% of it is rooted in either self-pity or constant nagging, and it will only interfere with positive action. It's very hard right now with the coronavirus to stay positive. And of course, with the election year upon us, oh my goodness, very hard to stay positive. So don't get bogged down in frustration and worries. Worries about things we have no control over. Number 10, thou shalt count thy blessings, never overlooking the small ones, for a lot of small blessings add up to a big one. I found in my priesthood and in my spiritual direction, in my confession work, that gratitude is a remedy to so many things. It's a remedy to jealousy, it's a remedy to self-pity, it's a remedy to counting other blessings instead of your own blessings. Remedy, you know? If we would spend our day thanking God, we wouldn't have time to do anything else. So the Ten Commandments of worrying, and thou shalt not. It's easy to say don't worry, but if we practice these Ten Commandments, we'll be more healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and we'll be happy to be around. Nobody likes to be around doom and gloom people. So you have a wonderful week. Let's keep on praying for each other. God loves you, and so I ask God to bless you.